Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We're back above 70 G's, baby. Make some noise for that. In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest Bitcoin technical analysis as well as breaking news. Bukele updates El Salvador's Bitcoin holdings, showing a staggering 5,700 Bitcoin currently valued above $400 million at today's prices of above $70,000 per BTC. We'll also be discussing Hong Kong's in-kind ETF creation could be a significant market opportunity, according to analysts. And we all know it's a coming here down the pipeline. We're also going to be discussing the latest from ETF analyst Eric Valchunas and Bitcoin ETF seeing $15 million comeback as the price taps its best close in the past 10 days. Also, the latest from Rich Dad, Robert Kiyosaki, announcing a Bitcoin buying spree and seeing a $100,000 price tag for the King Crypto. I'll be breaking down his timeline. We'll also be discussing Max Kaiser retweeting off the back of this breaking news that Nilam Resources enters letters of intent to acquire 24,800 BTC. Kaiser responded, "Finally, this is close enough to the Michael Saylor playbook. I predict 20 companies will make similar announcements in quarter two, $220,000 in play." All this plus so much more in today's show. Yo, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience with video, visit my YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. Today is pod episode number 1590. I'm your host, JV, and today is March 26, 2024. Let's kick it off with our market watch as we do each and every day. Bitcoin eclipsed 71,000 yesterday. Today, we're still above 70,000 at the time of the live stream, but we have pulled back just a little bit, looking to make another run here as we continue on in the week. So a great way to start the week off above 70,000. And checking out CoinMarketCap.com. Look at that crypto market cap on the rise at 2.6 $3 trillion with 114 billion in volume for the past 24 hours, with the Bitcoin dominance at 52.2% and the Ether dominance at 16.3%. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers for the past 24 hours, we got WIF up 17%, Aptos 15%, and ICP 14%, and pretty impressive gainers across the boards. And checking out crypto bubbles to get a visual perspective on the daily, the majority of the alts, safe to say, in the red, probably roughly 70%. And zooming out on the weekly, virtually everything in the green. And of course, on the monthly, we even have meme coins like WIF up 900%, Pepe 500%, and Floki almost 600%. And checking out the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, we're currently rated in 81, extreme greed. Yesterday, 75. Last week, a 79. And last month, a 74 in greed. And checking out what else we got to share with you here. The Bitcoin halving countdown. We're only 27 days away. The estimated date scheduled to take place April 23rd. And checking out the time chain calendar. We're currently on block 836,409. And once we hit 840,000, that's when we get Bitcoin halving, again, estimated to take place in roughly a month. And at today's prices, you can get 1,431 Satoshis for one US dollar. Just the other day, it was like close to 1,600. So it just goes to show you, you're going to be able to get less and less sats as times go by for a dollar. So take advantage of it. And the current Bitcoin market cap sitting at 1.37 trillion. That's right, 1.37 trillion. Dollars. But anyways, fam, let's dive into our Bitcoin technical analysis. Check out some of the charts where the price action is likely to go next. As we can see here, Bitcoin swap gains for consolidation at the March 26th Wall Street open this morning as the price action gave the bulls mixed signals. Here's the 1 hour candle chart. Data from TradingView showed upside fading on the day with Bitcoin dipping up 3.2%, and currently circling just shy of 70,000 at the time of this live stream. I mean, this is a pretty big deal considering, I mean, when we started off February, we were in the low 40,000. So quite the run-up we have had in the past, you know, whatever it's been, month and a half. Preliminary data from crypto intelligence firm Arcam put outflows from GBTC just shy of 120 million, considerably less than the average for the past week, quoting them here. Yesterday's ETF net flows saw a minor net inflow at 15.6 million. GBTC saw a net outflow of 350 million. And Dan Crypto Trade shared that regardless, the price moved up swiftly during all of this. And at the same time, a lack of bid liquidity below that spot price kept the odds of a return to lower support levels in play, quoting them again. What's clear is that in terms of liquidity, the path of least resistance is down, and that is not speculation, said Keith Allen, co-founder of Material Indicators. And he shared this chart along with a video showing the nearest patch of significant bids still centered at around 60,000 on the Binance order book. So going forward, Allen said the upcoming weekly and monthly candle closes would be significant, quoting him again, with last week's close of 68,900 and last month's close of 61,100, we could and should see one or both of those levels challenged relative to the candle close open on Sunday. And also, let's discuss the Bitcoin pricing copying the 2020 breakout. How many of you were here for the 2020 halving and recall Bitcoin smashing the all-time high the following year, November 10th of 2021? Holla. So this is according to Rec Capital, flipping 20,000 over a two-week period in 2020, for instance, was what allowed Bitcoin to explore new all-time highs and off for the subsequent 11 months. So Rec Capital focuses assessment of the Bitcoin price patterns around this Bitcoin halving, with the next one due mid-April, roughly a month out. Bitcoin should be in the midst of its pre-halving retracement phase, according to the analyst, quoting him here. First of all, we have satisfied the pre-halving rally. We have seen a fantastic take us to a new all-time high. This pre-halving retrace of 18% has occurred, but it could be over. But of course, this pre-halving retrace exists to enable a sideways range, a reaccumulation structure that sees just a consolidation for a long time. Now, could it be the same case going forward right now? That's something that I am watching out for, as he shared alongside this chart. So what are your thoughts on that? Is this a pre-halving retrace, or are we about to pump it up and re-enter price discovery, tapping all-time highs? And let's just dive right into our next story of the day. Discuss Nayib Bukele flexing on him, showing his stash here on social media. A Bitcoin for El Salvador, already 5,700 BTC. At today's price of roughly 70,000, El Salvador is now holding $400 million worth of BTC. Only a matter of time before it becomes billions. So that's right. El Salvador, the first nation that made Bitcoin a legal tender in 2021, continues to up its Bitcoin holdings. The country's president, Bukele, said on Monday that the nation now owns 5,700 Bitcoins versus mid-March's roughly 5,690. So they acquired another 10 BTC since then. Now, at Bitcoin's current price of 70,000, that means their stash is worth roughly 400 million. And earlier in the month, said his country's Bitcoin holdings have been moved to cold storage and published the address of his Bitcoin wallet. Respect. That wallet showed just under 5,690 BTC, significantly more than what the public trackers of El Salvador's holdings had estimated. The trackers were off because in addition to the country's longstanding policy of purchasing one Bitcoin per day, El Salvador was also adding tokens via the sale of passports, currency conversions from businesses, and from mining and government services. Consistently positioning itself as a Bitcoin-friendly nation, El Salvador also this month eliminated income tax on money coming into the country from abroad, making it an attractive destination for foreign investment and Bitcoin enthusiasts. That's a pretty big deal. So in the States, as Biden continues to raise taxes, they're just eliminating them. Talk about Bitcoin country. That's much respect to Bukele for that. The nation also introduced a law in December granting citizenship to Bitcoin investors who make a donation to the government. So shout out again to Bukele. What are your thoughts on him accumulating Bitcoin for the country of El Salvador? And clearly a very genius move. And also, this is the new playbook. Other nations can follow in his footsteps, in which I think nations will. And there are rumors that nations are secretly buying up Bitcoin right now. So I'd love to know your thoughts. Which countries do you think that is, whether they're getting indirect or direct exposure? You know what I mean? Let me know. Anyways, fam, keep the comments flowing. Let's dive right into our next story of the day. We discussed the 5,700 BTC, $400 million Bitcoin stash for Nayib Bukele's country of El Salvador. Now let's discuss some adoption out of Hong Kong. The title reads, Hong Kong in-kind ETF creation could be a significant market opportunity, according to analysts. That's right. Hong Kong's financial regulators aim to offer in-kind creation models for the spot Bitcoin ETFs. This could be a significant market opportunity, which could be considerably increase their assets under management and trading volume for Bitcoin ETF issuers in the region, according to a research note by Bloomberg ETF analyst. Quoting him here, Hong Kong is aiming for in-kind creation of the ETF, unlike the US, where the transaction is cash only. In the US, it's cash in, Bitcoin ETF out, while Hong Kong aims for Bitcoin in, ETF out. Interesting. This could be an opportunity for the market. Hong Kong's approach is in contrast with the model of the US's SEC, which only allows cash creation models for their spot Bitcoin ETFs. Now, the US Bitcoin ETFs have amassed a total of $11 billion worth of flows since their launch, with a net negative of $1 billion in net flows last week before starting to pick up March 25th. And after five consecutive days of negative outflows last week, the spot Bitcoin ETF saw over $15 million worth of flows in March 25th, that is, the same day Bitcoin price recorded its highest daily close above 69,000 in the past 10 days. Now, bolstered by the ETF inflows, Bitcoin price reclaimed 70,000 March 25th as investors resumed accumulating Bitcoin off the exchanges. The Bitcoin supply on Coinbase reached a nine-year low of 344,856 BTC. And my apologies, I meant to be sharing the screen as I was reading this story. I just noticed it. Last week's negative spot Bitcoin ETF inflows aren't a long-term concern for Bitcoin holders in price action. Bitfinex analysts shared right here, even though negative ETF outflows featured heavily last week, all of it is from the Grayscale Bitcoin Trust, or GBTC, as investors both switched out of the higher fees demanded by GBTC and also take profit, especially as many of these investors are long-term hodlers who entered during the bear market. GBTC investors are not the only sellers in the market, while whale activities have also indicated significant profit taking. So there you go. And I mean, as Balchunas points out here on X post, looks like Hong Kong is going to allow the in-kind creations and redemptions for spot Bitcoin ETFs in quarter two, unlike the US, in which is creations only, which can help spark those assets under management and volume in the fast-growing region. So there you go. We have game theory playing out, other countries around the world adopting Bitcoin, and of course, these ETFs are a pretty big deal. So here we go. We're also going to get them from El Salvador, which will be different as well, with Bitcoin in, Bitcoin out. And I do think the more competition, the better. So yeah, I mean, the ETFs are coming in strong right now. Check this out. After five consecutive outflow days, Bitcoin spot ETF saw 15.4 million USD flow in on Monday, plus 262 million just from Fidelity, as broken down here on this chart from far side. It shows you on that table. While GBTC outflows remain significant at 350 million per data from the far side, in a characteristically optimistic outlook on what might be to come, popular trader and analyst Matthew Hyland saw the path towards six-figure Bitcoin price territory reopening. Quoting him here, if this turns into the clearing of the final area for Bitcoin, then increased likelihood of a run-up to 100,000 is incoming. He previously revealed a reset on the classical Bitcoin price metric to levels that last occurred when Bitcoin traded at 40,000 late January. The RSI, which is the relative strength index, values flushing below the key 50 level March 20th and had been a good signal for the rebound. Daily RSI stood at just above 60, still below the classic bull market territory, which is above the 70. Also, there is a Bitcoin futures gap, as pointed out here, left over the weekend at 64,000, which remains unfilled. Quoting analyst Cullen, another option for Bitcoin after filling the upper CME gap, now fill the lower and consolidate in a triangle before pushing higher. He also mentioned here, this is coming from Dan Crypto trades would not look at this gap too much as long as the price is so far away. Often during big breakouts, we leave gaps like this behind. And he does make a great point, especially with Bitcoin now at roughly 70,000. So, you know, we're most likely, in my opinion, just to continue pumping and re-entering price discovery. We're going to continue with this rich dad target of $100,000 and him talking about accumulating more Bitcoin. And yeah, let's just start with this recent tweet. He just shared this pretty detailed too, March 25th. So this was yesterday. He wrote, "I am buying 10 more Bitcoin before April." Why? The halving. If you can't afford a whole Bitcoin, you may want to consider buying 1/10 of a coin via the new ETFs or Satoshis. If the Bitcoin process works as designed, you may be a whole Bitcoin by the end of the year. Now, I don't know if he truly understands Bitcoin by this particular statement, unless I'm misinterpreting what he is trying to say, but it almost sounds like he's saying your Bitcoin will multiply in Bitcoin by 10. Well, it won't. Your Bitcoin amount will always remain the same Bitcoin amount, but it will multiply in US dollar value. So a little difference there. But anyways, I expect Bitcoin to be 100,000 by September 2024. If you are not into Bitcoin, I suggest buying silver coins, preferably US silver eagles. My friend Andy Schechtman states that once abundant supply of silver is nearly gone. He has a standing order for 100 million in junk silver and can it find pre-1964 silver coins to fill the order. Why is this happening? A, because the smart money knows the US is the biggest debtor nation in the world. China's property market is toast. Japan has been in a depression since 1990. Germany is sliding into a depression. A mom and pop consumer are living on credit cards. Banks are in trouble and the world is on the brink of war. Michael Saylor, a Bitcoin maxi, asked, question, what do you call people who insist on saving fiat currency? Fiat currency, as we know, as fake currency. And Michael Saylor responded, poor. In fact, there's a song about it. Check it out.
But like most of the people who are buying assets at some point want to sell the assets at a profit.
People. I'll keep playing it throughout this, me reading it. Michael Saylor, Annie Schechtman, and me do not want you to be poor. Please start acquiring gold, silver, Bitcoin if you already have not started. Of the three, silver is the most affordable for the most people. Bitcoin is $70,000 a coin. Gold is $2,500 a coin. Silver is $35 a coin.
People that use fiat currency as a store of...
Please don't be a poor person saving fake money. Almost everyone in the world can afford at least one silver coin or one Bitcoin Satoshi. That's right. As I mentioned earlier, you can get over 1,400 Satoshis for a single dollar. Be smart, take action, and take care. Back to the track.
Store of value. We call them poor.
So there you go. Let me know your thoughts on that. And shout out to Robert Kiyosaki. Now let's dive into our featured story of the day and discuss the latest from Max Keiser. He recently tweeted on the back of this major news of Nilam Resources entering a letter of intent to buy 24,800 Bitcoin. Here's what Max Keiser responded via this tweet. Finally, this is close enough to the Michael Saylor playbook. I predict 20 companies will make similar announcements in quarter two, $220,000 in play. And as Dylan LeClaire shared, Nilam Resource enters letter of intent to buy 24,800 Bitcoin. A letter of intent, so subject to any terms of the equity sale, reverse mergers, and SPACs, to raise capital to buy Bitcoin through public markets will intensify. Now, how do you feel that would impact the Bitcoin price action family if 20 more companies followed, ultimately speaking, the Michael Saylor playbook? That's pretty massive. Can someone run the math at 70,000 per coin? What kind of purchase is that? Can someone run 70,000 times 24,800, which is the intent of how many Bitcoin they're looking to buy? And let's break down this story further. Here we go. This was just announced as well. So Nilam Resources today announced it'll enter into a letter of intent with CyberData LTD to acquire 100% of the common stock of special purpose equity to be established under the name MineWave that will hold 24,800 Bitcoin. Nilam Resources will issue a newly authorized preferred class of Series C stock and in exchange for 24,800 bitcoins at a discounted rate relative to the current market prices. Nilam Resources, Inc. will acquire 100% of the capital stock of MineWave, a special purpose entity in Mauritius, which will hold digital assets, including 24,800 bitcoins and other assets. These assets will serve as collateral to raise capital for investment in high-yield generating projects. The acquisition marks a significant strategic milestone for the company, representing over $1 billion in digital assets. Quoting them here, the company and the team have been working diligently over the last several months to finalize all agreements and due diligence necessary to proceed to a legal binding letter of intent, said their CEO. Now, with the current market rally and the financial markets recognition of Bitcoin as the gold standard, that's right, they would even say gold is the poor man's Bitcoin. In the future of digital transactions, this transaction brings Nilam Resource assets with a value exceeding $1 billion. This acquisition and resulting strategic partnership align with Nilia's vision, mission, and core values, a future where finance is inclusive and sustainable, pioneering transparent, impactful solutions while driving positive change in the digital economy. Quoting them again, transparency, innovation, and sustainability define us. We prioritize clear communication, embrace cutting-edge ideas, and invest in projects with enduring social and environmental impact, further commented their CEO. The terms and the provisions of the acquisition will be detailed in one or more definitive agreements. It is expected that the acquisition of 100% interest in MineWave, thereby making it a subsidiary of Nilam Resource. The shareholders of MineWave will exchange their equity interests in MineWave for a new class of preferred shares, Class C authorized and issued by Nila. Now, the new class of preferred stock is expected to comprise of a number of preferred shares of the company. And I'm going to leave it at that, but this is ultimately a way to satisfy security laws, which we know there was a big law enacted in 1933, which was the Securities Act, yada, yada, yada. And if you're not familiar with Nilam Resources, it's an investment holding company that stands at the forefront of innovation and strategic evolution. I read it's something to do with ultimately technology for schools and education and things of this nature. So very promising to hear a big news like that. And what are your thoughts with what Max Keiser had to share off the back of this news, ultimately predicting 220,000 Bitcoin coming out of 20 companies making a similar announcement in quarter two. And good Lord, let's look at some of the numbers, what this represents, and then we'll times it by 20 and see the potential of what quarter two can be looking like for adoption here with Bitcoin. The number there is, wow, 700 million. That's just one company. So to buy roughly 25,000 Bitcoin is going to cost you 700 million. That's virtually $750 million. Now, what if 20 companies did that? Whoa, maybe $15 billion could usher into Bitcoin from these corporations if they follow the Saylor playbook. So let's see. And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in our live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode. HODL.